Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome. 722 Bob Rose Show. Roland, Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. 877-975-9825 and call in now. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is listening to what you just commented at the top of the hour about another school board member, what she said. Well, I watched Charlie Kirk's memorial, every minute of it. And what I'm happy about that is Erica is now the new CEO of Turning Point USA. And in my opinion, that makes her the most well-known mama bear for Jesus in the country. And I'm hoping that she will gather all the mama bears that have been tirelessly fighting back against school boards across this nation and make them real and make them loud. And they finally put a stop to the perverse village that have been grooming and indoctrinating our children. I'm hoping that everybody gets together. People keep the faith. And hopefully we will make America godly again. You people have a nice day. I can't talk long. My throat hurts. God bless America.
You sound great, though, Rosebud. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Yes, there'll be a reigniting. The mama bears, just like the COVID thing, woke them up, except under this administration, they're not going to be called domestic terrorists. Okay, but many school boards across the country, those especially with the the lefty leanings, they're not going to like that. But yes, the more parents are involved in their kids' education, the better the outcome. That's not just my opinion; that's factual. Phil, good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me? Looks like another member of Congress has graduated magna cum laude from the Pelosi School of Wealth Management. This woman, Mickey Sherrill, who's running for governor in New Jersey, she understandably added umpteeny millions of dollars to her financial interest. And also in the old neighborhood in Chatham, New Jersey, Democrats didn't even run in the primaries. Boy, oh boy, have things changed and not changed. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, they really need to address that trading issue. And you know they could, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I find the school board members' comments to be deeply offensive, both with regards to race and also in terms of fairly and equitably measuring out educational resources. There's a big difference between intellect and education. My grandmother was an immigrant from Italy who came over here when she was four years old, and she could take apart a washing machine and put it back together again. She was basically a domestic engineer that was the smartest person I knew with only a fourth grade education. So one's education is not necessarily a measure of their intellect, and I find it extremely offensive.
Yeah, and, for for a person of color to be disparaging toward anyone based on their perceived level of education, mm-hmm. that in itself seems on its very basis to be wrong. You know, the mark of a truly intelligent and educated person is they don't look down on anyone.
Right.
And those that do truly aren't really educated and intelligent, are they?
So Tina Certain sits there in her school board position mm-hmm. talking about an uneducated 31-year-old white boy.
White boy.
I guess she doesn't know he took 31 courses on his own.
At Hillsdale.
Uh-huh. Without.
And all you have to do is listen to somebody for a few minutes speak, and you know whether they have some intellectual capacity or not. And it could be based on their command of the language. Maybe. That's a marker. It also could be the content of what they're speaking about as well. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is this whole reinstatement of Jimmy Kimmel all over again. I never really watched him, except accidentally. I never considered him funny.
Oh, we just lost you. I mean, his ratings continue to plummet. I don't know how they're able to turn a profit. And 97% of his humor is basically against Republicans. So you've cut yourself off to 50% possible viewership, basically. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I've defended Trump with a lot of things. When they accused him of saying that you should drink bleach. And I'll tell you, he ought to stay out of this Tylenol lane, because I watched him yesterday, and he didn't just say use a good deal of caution or anything like that. He said don't take Tylenol, whatever you do. He's got all these doctors behind him, but and I like Trump, but his ego forbids him for letting them make the announcement, just turning it over to people who know what they're talking about. That was a terrible press conference by him yesterday.
Yeah, I only read some of the transcript, so I apologize for that. And I trust you, and I believe you. And yeah, that's territory. There's no need for him to be there. He's got the FDA behind him. It's their deal anyway. There's no reason for him to. I agree. Steve, good morning. What's bugging you?
That Tina Certain post, you know, I've posted a lot of stuff on some social media community sites, and I've been chastised dozens of times about not capitalizing the B, but she didn't capitalize the W on the white boy. Come on, show us some respect.
That's hilarious. Woo! Oh, man. That's funny. But she's not.
No, she's not. Oh, and by the way, you might be called out on social media. But when you're talking about specifics to education, specifics to race, and you're sitting on a school board in charge of educating young people, that's not good. And it seems like that's kind of the way it goes with Ledge County School Board so far, huh? Huh. 7:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:20, we'll talk to Senator Rick Scott right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.